We're doing Gemara Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Beis. At the middle of the page, Tosos on the right, Dina in the middle. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Chalash. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was weakened. Al legabei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went in by him. Amar lecha vivin alecha yisurin. He said to him, are you fond of these afflictions? Amar le'elohen ve'lo scharan. He said, no, I'd forgo them and I'd forgo their wages. Amale havli yadach, he said, give me your hand. Yavle yadei v'ukme. He gave him his hand, and he stood him up and cured him. Rabbi Yochanan chalash. Then Rabbi Yochanan was weak. Ali gabei Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina went into him. Amale chavvin lecha yisurin. He asked him, are you fond of the afflictions? Amale lo en velo scharan. He said, I'm willing to forgo the afflictions. I'm willing to forgo their wages. Amale havli yadach. So he said, give me your hand. Yavle yadei v'ukme. He gave him his hand. He stood him up. Why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan stand himself up? If Rabbi Yochanan could take Rabbi Chiya bar Abba out of his misery, why couldn't he take himself out of his misery? Amri, so the yeshiva students answered, "En chavush matir atzmo mibet asurin." A person who is himself incarcerated can't free himself. You need someone from the outside to get you out. And this is an important rule in life. It's not only in this, it's also sometimes a person has psychological difficulties, emotional difficulties. A person has to know, sometimes you can't get yourself out. You need external help. Rabbi Eliezer Chalash, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, if it's Rabbi Elazar, he's the student of Rabbi Yochanan. He grew weak. Rabbi Yochanan went in by him. Chazadavi Kagani Bebet Afel. He saw him sleeping, resting in a dark house. Gal Yeledare, Rabbi Yochanan uncovered his arm. He pulled back his sleeve, and Rabbi Yochanan was exceptionally beautiful. His skin would shine. So Rabbi Yochanan rolled back his sleeve, and Nafal Nehora. And so now there was light in the room. Now that Rabbi Yochanan rolled back his sleeve, and when there was light in the room, Chazi David Kabachi Rabbi Elazar. He saw his student Rabbi Elazar weeping. Amale Amai Kabachit. He asked him, Rabbi Elazar, why are you crying? If you're feeling bad that you haven't learned as much Torah as you would have liked. The Mishnah says in the end of Menachos, the Torah describes the greatest offering of cattle, of sheep, and it says, it's a good smell before God. And then the Torah says, a smaller offering of birds, rech nechoach. And then the Torah says the smallest offering, a meager, small amount of flour and water. And the Torah uses the same term, rech nechoach. It's a good smell before Hashem, says the Mishnah. This teaches us a concept. You don't have to bring the most expensive sacrifice in order for it to find favor with God. Echad amabev, echad amamit. Be it if you did a lot, be it if you did a little, they're all equal before God, provided that their heart was in the right place. So he said to him, if you're upset you didn't learn as much Torah as you would have liked, that's not a reason to be upset. God doesn't gauge us based upon how much we accomplish. The question is, did you do your best? And if you're weeping because you're so poor, you never made it monetarily, not everyone makes it to have two tables, a world to come and the world down below. And Tosus points out, don't say no one merits it. Yeah, you can't have the girsa here in Adam Zochah, no one merits to have both worlds. That's not true. Some people do. What the Gemara is saying is not everyone does, but not that no one does. There are some people who do. Ve'imishum bni, and if you're weeping because of children that you lost, den gama dasira bir. This is the bone of my last son, my tenth son that I myself lost. Let that be a comfort for you. Amale, Rabbi Lazar said, no, I'm not weeping over any of those. I'm weeping la ishupra de bali ba'afra kabachina. I'm weeping over such fine specimen of humanity that's going to wither in the dust. When I look at you and I think of the fact that you're going to wither in the dust, that I weep over. Amale al davadai kabachit. He said, over that, yeah, there's room to cry. That at the end we're going to be in the ground. Ubachu tovayu. They both wept together. Adehachi v'achi amale chavivin lecha yisurin. As they were talking, he asked them, are you fond of afflictions? Amale lo en v'lo scharan. He said, I'll forgo their afflictions and I'll forgo their wages. Amale havli yadach. He said to them, give me your hand. Yavli yadei v'ukmei. He gave him his hand and he stood him up.
That's so poetic.